man on a 1,000-mile walk has to forget his goal and say to himself every morning, today I'm going to cover 25 miles and then rest up and sleep. Quote from War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. I think that really sums up what the opportunity and challenge is of self-management, of really truly being a self-manager, to know what your ultimate goal is. So essentially where it is that you're going on that 1,000-mile walk trip, to consistently move in that direction while being focused on executing your critical tasks that must be done and focused on and executed every single day, and maintaining that proper perspective of my true north, my work, the thing that is animating and driving me towards it, that's pulling me, and understanding that every day I must get this stuff done. And not easy, but that is what needs to happen. And whenever you talk about doing something big, doing something challenging, doing something that seems maybe impossible, we always sort of default to this idea of how do you eat an elephant? And I think that we all know that it's done one bite at a time. So I got it. Just one bite at a time. It's sort of that you just do it kind of a deal. But if you know me, I don't like to say just do it, because if I don't know how to do it, I cannot just do it. So let's break it down. How do you actually eat an elephant? Step one, go to where the elephants are. Step two, locate the elephant. Step three, somehow subdue the elephant. And step four, eat the elephant. Got it. Now, there are a lot of pitfalls here. Number one is, don't eat elephants, you frickin' monster. What is the matter with you? They're an endangered species. They are universally loved. Unless, of course, the elephant smashes your village, then you probably don't love the elephant. Then you might find yourself locked in some kind of a blood feud with the elephant. That's a whole nother thing. And if that's the case, just go back up to go to where the elephants are, locate the elephant, subdue elephant, eat elephant. But if that's not you, maybe don't consider eating the elephant. And don't you dare go to the zoo. Don't go to the zoo to find the elephant, because that's not very sporting. Can't escape. Anyway, all kidding aside, this idea of winning the day, it has been said so many times that it's become this trite, just throwaway, kind of like be the change that you want to see in the world. But both of those things are, it's never been more true. It's never been more necessary to focus on winning the day. What does that mean? What does it mean to win the day? I think it means that you are executing on the things that must be done in service of what you decided matters. So I need to understand and get really clear. This is the thing that I want. This is what I want for myself and my family and my community, whatever you've decided to elevate to. What your goals are, what your vision for your future is, who it is that you want to be. So understanding that is at the end of the 1,000-mile journey. And then every day, understanding these are the critical few tasks, the meaningful few tasks that must be done in service of what matters. So what it is that I want. And that's not easy to do. That's the thing about all of this, is that it is really hard to show up every day and do those things. If it were easy, then everybody would do it. But because it's hard, very few people do it. We've just been rocked to sleep by comfort and dopamine and just delicious stuff and convenience. And there's so little friction anymore that everything has just been removed. That almost instantaneously, I can think about a cheeseburger and then minutes later have it appear in my mouth. It's amazing. So why are we so anxious? Why are people so stressed out and so anxious? Well, I believe that anxiety is the result of avoidance. That when we are not doing the things that we know that we are supposed to do, that is when we feel bad. That's when we feel stressed, anxious, which then has this cascading effect of negativity, of negative emotions, of fear, sadness, shame, fear. Then it gets big, and now it's just, it's a combination of procrastination and apathetic, just nonsense. And then I talk myself into and rationalize why it is that I've not done the things that I know that I want to do or that I must do, need to do to get the life that I actually want. And then I just talk myself into just being okay with the life that I have. What a crappy thing that is. So now that 1,000-mile walk, well, it's a 100-yard walk that I do every day. None of it matters. None of it's important. I mean, the pursuit of hedonic things, of short-term pleasure. Of course I know that that's not what it's all about. Of course I do. But I've also got to get my fantasy football lineup set. I've got another draft coming. I've got some bets to place. And, oh, by the way, I'm constantly hungry. So I get it. And then, oh, yeah, then there's, you know, porn on the internet, which is great. So there's just so many things that make it okay. I'll just sit here, stare at my phone, stare at the TV, do all those things. And it's this death spiral down into just mediocrity. So win the day has become just throwaway term. But when you put it like that and you think about it like that, it makes sense how easy it is to get stuck, to fall into the trap. I don't think stuck is the term. It's, well, that's interesting. I'm stuck and or I am trapped. And the trap was certainly laid by lots of people. People interested in extracting my resources from me, my time, my attention, my money, my energy. And then it kind of got blurred between I'm trapped, I'm stuck. Whose fault is that? I'm powerless against these forces. And maybe right now you are. But the reality is we need to get back to those principles of self-management. I need to be able to effectively manage my thinking. So it's my mindset, deal with my emotions, which are very real. But then my actions. So it's your habits of attitude and activity. So it's what you do, what you think. We need to be able to manage those things, your work ethic, your habits of thought. Can we manage those things? So the trick is, of course, breaking free of whatever it is that I am not feeling happy, whatever it is that I'm feeling anxious, I'm stressed, whatever it is that I've resigned myself to this existence that I'm sort of currently in. Where I currently am, how do I shake myself out of that? And we need a reset. We need a tabula rasa, clean slate. Say, okay, whew, I am where I am. It's not over by any stretch of the imagination. It's never too late. You know, sometimes it can feel like that. But let's get that clean slate. And on that blank slate, let's write down, this is what I want. This is what I'd like to be doing. This is how I'd like to feel. This is what matters to me. And figure out, okay, that's what matters. What has to happen? What must be done in service of the thing that I just said that matters? And then it comes down to the doing. And that's the winning the day stuff. That's winning the day. So just understanding these are the things that must be done. And if I'm able to execute on these five things today, then that's going to get me closer to what I actually want. And winning the day, this is a beautiful example of how you do one thing is how you do everything. Because I cannot complete that 1,000-mile journey every day, but I know that I'm doing the things that are necessary to eventually complete this 1,000-mile journey, also known as your life. And every day that you execute, you're stacking up wins. And what happens? You're proving to yourself that you are someone who is capable of making the sacrifice, of making the right trade-off between comfort and addressing the resistance, feeling that friction, feeling that resistance, and doing what matters anyway of executing on those tasks. Do you have everything that you need? Do you know what you need to do? Do you have the resources? Do you know what must be done? And then it comes down to the doing. And at some point, we need to realize that there's no sentiment here. If you don't kill, you don't eat. There's so much to be learned from if we were to extract ourselves from modern living and get back to hunting and gathering, ancient cultures, where if we didn't get out there and kill that elephant, then we would all starve to death. And so there's no anxiety about that. I wasn't stressed out about it. I woke up, I sharpened my spear, and I hit the road. My hunting party, or just me, whatever. We didn't have the luxury, they did not have the luxury of being vibes or feels. And again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't. Feelings are a beautiful thing. Most of what I do is because how I want to feel or how I do feel. I am simply suggesting and advocating that you change how it is that you'd like to feel, that you up the ante a little bit, that if you're currently flat broke, if you're currently overweight, if your relationships are crap, if you're wasting time, if you're wasting money, if you're wasting your energy, that you stop doing that and you opt for a different path, one of meaning, one of discomfort in service of that life that you truly want. I'm not saying that you should pursue discomfort for the sake of discomfort. I would prefer to not feel discomfort. I just know that it's table stakes, discomfort, resistance, pushing through those things, leaning into them. Those are prerequisites for getting the life that you want. And if you're not currently in the habit of doing that, well, you're in the habit of not doing that. And as we all know, habits really important to have, but bad ones are difficult to break. And that's why we focus on winning every day. And it's not a game of perfect. I'm not saying you have to do everything right all the time, but what I am saying is you need to get it about 80% right. I'm not saying I want you to spend your money exactly right every single time, but I want you to be 80% right in your budget. I'm not saying that everything that needs to go into your mouth is perfectly nutritious, but what I'm saying is you need to get your diet right 80% of the time. And I'm not saying that you can't just zone out and watch crap, or watch scroll through your phone, but I'm saying that you should get your attention allocation right 80% of the time. And that's pretty good, right? Still have 20% wiggle room to go screw around, take a nap, do whatever. But every day, we have to get up and commit to winning. And that means executing. And again, not 100%, but 80% right. And if you can do that, then you will slowly but surely end up and get to where it is that you want to go. What's at stake? Everything. Everything's at stake. We have one crack at this deal. We need to get to work. We need to start winning the day. Do your part by doing your best.